There are few things more exciting for a deer hunter than to hear two mature bucks fighting and the sound of their antlers banging together. Also, there are few things more majestic in nature than a mature white-tailed buck. Of all the animals that God created, he only made one species that he crowned with a beautiful and very visible crown. A crown of antlers is only produced by the species of cervids, or the deer species of the world. For generations, hunters have saved and displayed these crowns of antlers. Often they have been saved as a memento of the hunt and those that accompanied the hunter on the adventure. And for some, antlers are a work of art hung on the wall to be fully appreciated. Whatever the reason for the attraction, one thing is sure, hunters love to see antlers of all shapes and sizes. Records have been kept to acknowledge the largest of each subspecies, and hunters work hard to get their deer as well as their own name into those record books. No one knows the reason God gave hunters a passion for antlers, but he did. In today's program, we're going to visit with an antler collector that has some antlers with amazing stories behind them. So come along and explore with us, Trophy Deer Antlers, as we head down the trail to adventure, brought to you by God's Great Outdoors. Here's your host, Dean Hulse.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the introduction, and thank you all for joining us with God's Great Outdoors Trails to Adventure. We have a guest in with us today, and it's somebody that I met on Facebook several years ago, looking at antlers on his Facebook page, an antler collector, an antler appreciator, outdoorsman and hunter, a youper like I am from birth, moved away and came back. And we got finally a chance to sit together today, and he and his wife Beth have come in to join us at our house for a day and visit. So I want to introduce Jay Fish to our studio today.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, we've been trying to plan something for quite a while, and like most hunters, like you said, white-tailed deer antlers can sure draw us together, and it's working out good for us.
You know, I've got a chance to travel with the ministry, Trophies of Grace, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But I did a show in Lower Michigan with the antler collection of Trophies of Grace. And I had somebody show up because I had the Milo Hansen buck there. And a guy traveled 5 hours to come see the Milo Hansen buck because he had never seen and always heard about it. You've got some great bucks we're going to talk about in a little while, some stories that I think are great stories. But before we do that, give me a little bit of your background. You know, I know you grew up here, but tell me about how you grew up, what got you interested in the outdoors and so on.
Well, the interest in the outdoors came through my father and my mother. I've been hunting and pretty much getting dragged around the woods by my dad since I was real small. And, my hunting enthusiasm was just kept carrying on throughout my life, and I'm 57 years old now, and it isn't flickering at all. I'm still enjoying every chance I get to go out and enjoy the woods and the water and the fields. And then I became, you know, I got married. We moved to Wisconsin. I became a taxidermist down there. Never been in a taxidermy studio in my life, but one thing I realized I had going for me is I had the knowledge of the animals. And it was just putting them back together the way God created them. Of course, we can't even ever come close to what he can do, but we try. And so I had a guy stop in my taxidermy studio one day, was going to build a whitetail museum in Wisconsin, and was looking for not only taxidermy work, but for somebody to find whitetail deer antlers for him and to help put them in his museum. So I bought a few sets for him. Unfortunately, before his museum ever came to fruition, he passed away from cancer. But since I had my name out there buying antlers, people were calling and still trying to sell antlers, so I started doing it on my own and collecting for myself.
Oh, awesome. Well, I've seen some of your antlers, and some of them were on our table here today, and I've seen pictures at your house, and I've seen your display on Facebook. As a matter of fact, if you want to take a look at some of them, you can go to Facebook and look at Jay Fish at his Facebook page, and it's a pretty impressive display of antlers. I think that, I think you said it right, we can't reproduce what God has. There's some great reproductions out there. But real discerning eye can look at a set of antlers. You and I talked about this earlier. A real discerning eye can look and look at the real thing and see the real thing over a reproduction. And in our Christian walk, we can do that as well. If we're discerning, God's given us a gift of discernment once we've come to him. And I think that we can see that. Most of your antlers that I got to hold, the antlers I've got to hold and others, and I know some of those are reproduced so other people can appreciate them. But when you get the real one in your hand, it's something else. But in a second, we're going to talk about one of the stories. I'm going to ask you can prepare for this because I'm going to ask you about what your favorite one is. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break and let you know about our what you can find on our webpage, how you can look us up on other places, and we'll be back in a second.
For the last 26 years, God's Great Outdoors Trail to Adventure has been broadcast out to win men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ. This is only possible because of the generosity of our listeners. Thank you to all that have generously supported us in the past. God has blessed us because of you. We pray that you will feel his blessings as well. Additional underwriting support has been supplied by Matthews Archery, the leader in the archery industry. Mission Archery, with revolutionary crossbow technology. Three Rivers Archery, supplying everything that you need to make your own traditional archery equipment. And Hunters Safety Systems, saving lives is what we do. God's Great Outdoors has produced many ministry tools, including tracts, DVDs, and books to help you reach others for Jesus Christ. You can access these items and other God's Great Outdoors items, as well as many more, at our website, ggoutdoors.org.
Welcome back to God's Great Outdoors Trail to Adventure. We've got Jay Fish with us. Jay's a fellow Youper. As I explained what a Youper was in the past, we came from the UP of Michigan and were called by others as Youpers. So Jay was just sharing a little bit about his background, and I want to get into the antler collecting, some of the stories, some of the bucks he's had. And Jay, I'd like to ask you, out of all the bucks you've had, and I don't know how many you've owned over the years or how many you own now.
I've owned thousands.
Thousands.
Okay. I probably own a couple dozen now.
Yeah, and I've seen some of them. Pictures, I've only seen two in my hands today, and I was impressed.
Two pretty special ones.
Very special ones. And on this show, we're going to cover one. I think we'll probably do a whole other show and cover the other one because there's some great stories. When we get started with this, why don't I have you just tell me, what's your favorite one of all time, of all the thousands you've owned?
The Johnny King buck. And not just because of the sheer size, because of where it led me, where it has led with friendship with Johnny. But the King buck has become more of a vessel for me, helped lead me to God.
Awesome. And I think there's a great story. Hopefully we can get it all on this show, because we've talked today, and you know, I should have had the mics going the whole time, because we've had 2 or 3 hours sitting with our wives and talking about what God's doing in your life, in your wife's life, and how you guys have turned your life to something that's completely different than what it was before. Always good people, but when God has got a hold of your heart and what's happening. Why don't you share with us some of the history, maybe a little bit of the story, because I think the story personally is a great story, and what happened in the kill. It was a deer drive, and you can go take a little bit of that, and then we'll go on from there to what's happened since that time with the scoring and everything else.
Sure. Johnny, it was opening day of deer season in 2006, opener of Wisconsin, and he always would get together with his brother, and they'd go to his mother's for breakfast, and then they'd leave from there and meet up with their uncles and other family members, and they would sit for like the first 2-3 hours in the morning. Everybody had their seat, you know, and Johnny would hunt the piney knob, and this one would hunt this field or that field. They had their names, and after the first morning hunt, to be honest with you, backtrack, Johnny forgot something at his mother's, his rosary beads. He says, I can't go hunting without those. We got to go back. So they went back and got them. Then they went out hunting. And because of him going back, it was like 45 minutes in the daylight already. And Johnny's uncle was standing over a buck teasing him, saying, you got to get here on time to get the bucks. And so they were late for their morning sit. So they made the first deer drive, never saw a deer. Went for the second drive. Real brushy, real rugged country. And so Johnny was getting in a truck to drive up to the top of the hill to make the drive down in through the fields of a piece of ground they used to own, but they sold it. But they still had permission to hunt it. And Johnny's brother says, well, why don't you sit? And I'll go make the drive. And Johnny's like, well, I always make the drive here. And his brother said, that's the thing. You never get to sit, Johnny. You're the guy always walking. So Johnny and his uncle went and sat. And just as the trucks were getting out of sight, Johnny had set his uncle up against the fence post, and Johnny went down about 75, 80 yards, leaned against the post, and he turns around and looks behind his uncle. There's three does with this monster buck behind him. And as he was watching, they jumped the fence into the property they were hunting, and they stopped right in front of his uncle. And Johnny swears his uncle fell asleep against that fence post. And so Johnny's watching his giant buck right out in front of his uncle and trying to get his attention. Finally, he just had to yell, "Uncle!" The buck took off, ran in front of Johnny. Johnny hunting with a 1930s, 1940s, bolt action 30-30 open sights, leveled it on him the best he could, shot, and he knew he made a good shot. Well, that's when things got interesting, because you could see that, because if you look at the ground where Johnny hunt, if you knew that area, it's hills, it's up, it's down, you can see the deer, you can't see it all, you know.
This is in Grant County, Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
And we'll get into that hopefully later on, because there's not supposed to be any bucks in Grant County after the CWD and the eradication of deer. They didn't expect that would ever come back.
Yeah, after 10 years of eradicating deer and being told that there isn't many healthy deer around there, here comes this, at that time, potential world record, you know. And it took Johnny, you know, after tracking the deer and then the guy or the pushers coming down through, Johnny and his cousin end up taking up the track, and Johnny crawling through the set-aside field that he calls it, the field that they didn't mow or work, so the grass was tall, lost half of his bullets out of his pockets as he's crawling through, and make a long story short, he ends up getting the deer. His cousin actually put the final kill shot in it. He got to the deer first. It was laying there dead, and Johnny was coming up the hill, and his cousin hollers, "Johnny, you shot a monster." And as he said that, he straddled the buck and picked it up by the antlers. And Johnny looked at it. Well, just as Johnny was walking up the hill, he must have made some noise in the brush. The deer's eyes opened up. The deer jumped up and threw his cousin off. And the deer run off with one antler. The other antler was in his cousin's hand.
Wow.
At that point, they didn't realize one of Johnny's earlier shots had hit it in the back of the antler. And when the deer threw his cousin off, he was laying on the ground with an antler. And Johnny's yelling, "You broke my buck. You broke my buck." The deer went about 15, 20 yards and stopped. And Johnny said, "I'm out of bullets." And so his cousin shot it. It wasn't going anywhere, yeah. But they were excited.
Yeah, that's a great story. It's, you know, the story of that buck, of those antlers, is probably one of the most interesting, discouraging, depressing, yet I think redeeming stories of any buck I've ever heard. And from there, some point down the line, you became friends with Johnny. You end up buying those antlers, which I had in my hands today. And I will say, if you ever see the pictures and then you put these antlers in your hands, there's no comparison. And, you know, I've got to handle some pretty big bucks, as you've seen some on the walls that my wife kills.
Very impressive.
But nothing like these. So let's move forward to that buck being scored, and then what went on from there?
Well, Johnny never had an antler scored in his life. Him, I don't believe anybody in their family. And it was so big, he brought it home and he hung it in their garage. And I believe, I think it was his brother called him and said, "Johnny, I think you need to get that scored." He said, "That deer is, I've been looking online. There's nothing quite like it." So Johnny looked up a scorer out of Baraboo, Wisconsin, last name of Ramsey. And so Johnny made arrangements to go up there and get it scored. And when the guy added up the numbers, he's like, "Do you realize what you got here?" And Johnny's like, "I guess a really big buck." He goes, "You have a potential world record whitetail sitting right here." And he said, "I can't put these numbers on an official score sheet because that main beam is broken." Boone and Crockett passed a rule in the mid-90s that they would accept deer with broken beams or tines if they fit back together and don't affect the score. They're allowed to be scored. So he said, you're going to have to get a hold of the powers that be in Boone and Crockett, have them look at it to make sure it can be scored. And he says, "If this is legit, that it can be scored, this deer scores over 218 inches net typical, over 225 gross typical, with not one non-typical point on it."
And at this point, the Milo Hansen was holding the number one, which still does today because of the reasons we're going to get to. But the Milo Hansen buck is 215 and some change, correct?
213 and 5/8.
And 5/8, okay. Close enough.
Yep.
But so that's a big deal. I mean, we're talking about one in many, many, many millions of deer that have been killed and scored. The bigger ones have been scored. And to find out that you've just been, may have just killed the world record is a big deal.
Well, and the thing about it too is, you know, Johnny's deer is so special because nothing against Milo's deer. That has two non-typical points on it. A lot of people don't realize it's a 6x6 with two non-typicals, so it's actually 6x8. Johnny's is a clean typical, and there ain't many that do that with no non-typical points. I did a show with Larry Weishun once, and he said, out of all the deer we've registered, we're almost to like a half a billion. He goes, that's the best one that's ever walked that we know of.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
So where does it go?
Well, Johnny ends up being guided to go to a Pope and Young, not a convention, but a scoring event taking place out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So he drives all the way out there with the deer. Jack Renault and some other powers that be from Pope and Young were there. So Johnny brings it up to a motel room, and they said, go walk around. We'll call you when we're done. And so Johnny and his cousin and that go walk around, and then they get the call to come back to the motel room, and Jack Renault tells Johnny that, yeah, that fits together perfectly. There ain't an issue at all to score it. But unfortunately, we're going to call this point a non-typical. And Johnny said, I don't know much about scoring, but I started looking into it. Why is it non-typical? And he was told that it was a branch point off the G2. And, well, Johnny knew enough to say, well, if there's a figure eight, which means there's a ridge, a valley in between the G2 and G3, that is a typical point. And so Jack Renault held a credit card against there, and they put a light, and you could see the light shine. And Johnny goes, there's light right there. It's typical. Jack goes, well, I'd like to see more light. Johnny said, well, that ain't your rules. Well, he said, you know, pretty much everybody in the room, can we get pictures with you? We want pictures. We've never seen a deer like this. So Johnny goes back to Wisconsin, makes arrangements to contact Ramsey, the original scorer. And Ramsey told Johnny at that time, don't have it scored yet. And Johnny said, why? He goes, Ramsey didn't agree. I talked to Ramsey one day, and this was early on before all the controversy. He said, Jay, in my heart, I know I scored the world record deer. I only changed that score because I was told to. Hmm. And so the original scorer stood by his numbers. But he was told by the guy that runs the record book that he had, even though there was no rule written, to this day there's no rule written that calls that. And I can show up anywhere. Somebody invited me to go to Saskatchewan and said, why don't you come up here where Milo's deer's from and more or less put your money where your mouth is. You bring five scorers up, we'll get five scorers. And I said, I don't need five scorers. I said, all I need is the antlers in a rule book. I said, I can prove this deer's typical within less than a minute. But They made a choice. You know, it's like when sometimes we stray away from the Bible, that's our rules in life, and they strayed away from their rule book, and it ended up in we can get in trouble when we stray.
Right, and that's a great, I mean, these antlers tell an amazing story of what God can do and what happens when we don't follow the rules. And yet, with the heartbreak and a lot of money on your point, on your part over the years, mm-hmm. in your wife's money, and we talked about it, that I think there's some redeeming things in these antlers that are going to bring glory to God, and I don't mean evil, but as Joseph in the Old Testament he says Joseph is sold by his brothers, if you remember, and he's sold into slavery. He ends up in Egypt, and through in and out of prison, out of torture, out of everything else, comes out of it, and when he meets his brothers again, had sold him into slavery. He says, what you meant for harm, God meant for good. And I think there's a story, there's a redeeming story in those antlers that we're going to see someday down the line, and I don't think it's very far away. As you and I have talked, I've used that antlers, before I even knew you, I used that story of that buck to show something, and that what we've seen in that, what I've seen in that is, because of what, in this case, it doesn't fit exactly, but because of one deduction in those antlers, we saw a buck that would have been world record in a record book, that's not in the record book because of one thing. And that reminds me of Romans 3:23, which says, you know, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's only one thing. That's all it takes. And, you know, the word sin is an old word from back in the Old Testament, which meant to miss the mark. And that's exactly what they're saying, the antlers of that Johnny King buck. So, but because of that, if it's scored as a typical, which it should be, that means that he's, that God paid that price when he sent Christ. When we look at Romans 6:23, it says,
for the wages of sin is death. But I love that word but in there, because we deserve to die. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of sin, we don't deserve to have our name in the record book, in God's record book. But Jesus paid that price so we can have eternal life. Like that buck that was out, thrown out because of one deduction, we're going to be thrown out of there unless we trust what Jesus did for us on the cross and rising again.
And that's the story I see in the Johnny King buck.
Well, from my perspective of it too, is we don't need a name in a man's record book. That deer has become more of a vessel to me. I've been repaid back tenfold, and not monetarily. That deer was a vessel towards my salvation. There isn't a price tag you can put on that.
No.
When you and I started talking about this show a couple of weeks ago, you said to me, you know, I seen a difference in your writings on Facebook. Well, yeah, when this first started, I was an unsaved man, and I was picking fights with everybody I could find.
Because, I've seen that.
Yeah, and I take full responsibility. I was a jerk, you know. But I've never been put in a position like this before, and no one is listening. I was yelling from the rooftops, but nobody is listening. And so I had to say controversial stuff, what I thought, because I seen the clicks going up on Facebook. And yeah, I was an arrogant guy back then, and I always thought it was me and I and me and I. But, you know, one morning my wife and I had a conversation, and she said, when was the last time you prayed about this situation? I said, I haven't. She goes, when was the last time you read your Bible? I said, it's been years. She goes, you're going to be in trouble.
You're honest about it anyhow.
Yeah. I mean, and I said, you know, I haven't. She goes, you're going to be in turmoil. That deer's going to be in turmoil forever until you ask for God's guidance. And that's the day I started my journey towards this. And believe me when I say I am trying not to sound arrogant, but it was a path with a lot of good people guiding me down there, but it was a journey that I had to take.
Yeah.
And I'm so blessed.
Yeah. And to share a little story, I had surgery two and a half weeks ago. That morning, Jay and I went back and forth for a day or so. And I think you asked me on Facebook, hey, could you give me a call sometime? Well, I was on my way into surgery, literally. And I gave Jay a call, and we talked for probably 20 minutes, I guess. And I finally said, Jay, I'm going to be late for surgery. I got to go. And I was, you know, anytime you go in for surgery, I was having hip surgery. And I was a little apprehensive and not wanting to go through what I had to go through in pain and rehab and everything else. Well, we started talking, and Jay shared his salvation story with me briefly. And by the time we were done, I was so filled with joy and so excited. I went into surgery without any feeling of apprehension of anything. And I shared that with you today and with your wife. And it's true. I mean, just the thought of what Christ was doing in your life. And I think that, and we'll come back, and we're going to do more than one show on some of the stuff you've got. And I think we'll talk more about your salvation and your testimony when we get to some other bucks as well. And we don't have a lot of time here in this show this week, but we're going to come back to that later on in another show. For now, we're out of time, and we appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you again next week on Trail to Adventure, brought to you by God's Great Outdoors.
We'd like to thank our very special guest today, Jay Fish. It's been a lot of fun, and we've been lifted by our time together. We're going to have Jay back in a couple of weeks when we talk about what might potentially be the largest set of white-tailed deer antlers ever found in the wild. We hope you'll join us again next week. Until then, we hope you continue to follow God's trail to adventure. So for your host, Dean Hulse, this is Adam Erickson saying goodbye from God's Great Outdoors.